It is the immense and extreme fadl, mercy and blessings and grace of Allah and His reward that sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives such rewards to the human being that he previously had no idea that he was going to attain. No pre-knowledge. I woke up in the morning, person wakes up in the morning, totally no thought, no program, there was no schedule for being here. And Allah Kareem, that He would give us His mercy in such a way that collectively we would be gathering to do dhikr, to remember Him. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, that Allah allows through that gathering for us all to put together the luggage for forgiveness. And these are such the rewards of Allah that alhamdulillah, the more we are grateful, the more we are grateful, it's not enough. Otherwise, our routine today would be that there will be dhikr, but not amongst new people in a new place, in a new masjid, and to travel, to sit, to come, and mashallah, to see such pious people like you. What a great, great opportunity Allah has given to us, to me. And big rewards, these are those rewards that are the rewards of the akhirah, of the akhirah, that will never end. They will continue to multiply, to increase. When you get a reward in thereafter, it reduces. You get a new car, from tomorrow its value will decrease. If you buy a new house, from tomorrow the value will decrease. But if you do amal, action on the path of Allah, then the goodness of it, the reward increases, multiplies. Ajeeb, beautiful. Allah says there's no reduction, there's increase, multiplication, subhanAllah. So my friends, this is the dunya we're in, the world that we're in, and the principle of the world, the dunya that we all know, that we're aware of, is that when a human being becomes ill or sickness overtakes a person, then very quickly he tries, attempts that I need to eliminate this sickness or prevent this sickness or stop it. And he's afraid all the time that it may not happen, that this sickness increases, gets worse. And there's always a danger, a fear. That, oh, we haven't even seen the sickness, we haven't thought about it, understood it, but our fear increases, the grief increases to this extent. Some doctors say, oh, you came too late to me, you've taken too long, you had cancer, it's increased, it's spread, you should have come before. Should have come before. So the conclusion is then that now, sorry, we cannot do anything, it's not in our control, your life is in danger, you should have come to me before, you're in danger now. And insan, then the poor soul, it's in his destiny. Life and death is written, is predestined, and then that person departs from the world. But if we analyze on the sickness, when we become sick and ill, we do analyze. And there's something more dangerous than the sicknesses of the world. This day and age we're living in, the day of negligence and ignorance, and it tells us that this is not a sickness. Sickness of the world, if a person dies, he's gone okay into the next world. But today the sickness that we have within, around us, that we don't think about, consider, it's such a severe sickness, dangerous sickness, so dangerous and threatening that it doesn't let us pray salah. It doesn't let us do a good deed. From morning till evening, it doesn't let us attain rewards, do good deeds, nor do our feet walk towards good deeds, nor do we tread towards good deeds. That when we maybe have something in front of us, an opportunity to do good, we start to feel opposition. Negative feelings, yaar. What's this? Why have they made a masjid there? Why did they have to construct a masjid there? People are going to come to pray. They're going to park their cars. There's going to be commotion. Negative. But what they should feel is, subhanAllah, glory be to Allah, praise be to Allah. Masjid's here. It's so simple. Easy for us now to pray salah. It's close to us, near to us. We should think that should be positive. But we are negative. We're opposite. No, it's too hard. Oh, now there'll be traffic here, congestion here. A few people, not many people visit me at home now because there's a masjid nearby. What's this? This is sickness. Illness, deficiency, malady. Isn't this common nowadays, isn't it? But the person who has iman, Allah has praised that person in the Quran. Allah has addressed that person. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ya ayyuha. Whoever is a person of iman, Allah is addressing that person, speaking to him, addressing him. He has a great status level that we are Muslims. Allah has given us iman. So what's happened now? The opposite direction, like a person, everyone's eating, he's not eating, he can't eat, or he's not eating. And they're eating roast and chicken, he can't even drink water. What would people say? He's sick. He's not capable. They'll say he's sick, isn't it? That insan, he should eat, etc. In the same way, that this is an unusual factor, quality, that the person's a mu'min, he doesn't pray salah. Think about it. Very unusual, isn't it? Extreme. This doesn't match that person's a mu'min, and he doesn't pray. Like, I'll give the example, there's food, everyone's eating, and he's not eating. He's hungry, but he's not eating. So it's unusual. So there's nice drinks and juices. He's not drinking, not taking part. Why? Because there's an issue. Well, people say, oh, he's sick, he's unwell. Poor soul, he can't eat. He doesn't want to eat. So today we're in that same situation. When insan, the person who has iman, he doesn't pray salah. He does fajr time, his eyes don't open. Think about it. This is extremely unusual. It's weird. It's weird. Ramadan comes and he doesn't keep fast. Or when there's an opportunity to do good deeds and there's an opportunity and he doesn't come forward to take part and be involved. Tafsir al-Quran is happening and taking place and he's not listening. So this is weird, unusual, sad, and our brains do not imagine that this is unusual. That a person with iman who has belief and he's not doing the good deeds, how can it be? It's opposite. That person who doesn't have iman, he should be not doing the good deeds. That we can accept, yeah. Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi al-Kareem, our Nabi, our Prophet, he's the Habib of Allah, beloved of Allah, the head of all of the Prophets, the whole Quran praises him, the hadith are filled to the brim. From the beginning to the end, all the Nabis who came, they all announced about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They gave pre-announcement. And they said that also to this extent they announced and told us about the Holy Prophet. Even the Prophets, Anbiya alayhi wasalam, said that we also want to be born in the or be included in the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Imagine. And we are linked with him directly. We are in his Ummah. Imagine. We are linked with him directly. We are in his Ummah. And by having the membership of his Ummah and after accepting him, believing in him, such a great, the greatest personality, and we are ashamed of imitating him. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greatest. Tell me, is this not a sickness? Is this not a person who's unwell? Common sense tells us, doesn't it? Easy, isn't it? Will that person be well? Can that person be normal? Can he be okay? Let's look in our homes. Let's look at ourselves. In our homes, is there anyone who looks healthy to you? Well, yes. The whole society, let's look around us. That such a great definition. Allah and his Rasul, to have the link with Allah. We don't believe in Allah. We don't obey Allah. And we have a link with the Prophet. We say it's not necessary. Why do we have to imitate him? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like, why do we have to do what he's told us to do? This is not necessary. It's not zaruri. Zaruri nahiya. It's not necessary. Allah says, "Atiullah wa atiur Rasul, faqad faza fawzan azima." The Quran, the Hadith, the Quran's on our walls, on our shelves, in our hearts, in our minds. Allah says, "Me and my Rasul, obey us, and you'll be successful." We say it's not necessary. Weird, isn't it? So what I'm trying to say is that we are not within our senses. We are on the wrong path. We are going down the wrong way down the one-way street. We are ill. We are ill. And it's sad, isn't it? You know the mad person, the madman. Yes, when you go to the mental home, mental institute, he'll say, "You might be mad, but I'm not mad." The madman. He said, "I'm a king, I'll do this and I'm that." You say, "You're mad." You say, "No, you're mad. I'm not mad. I'm not unwell." That the mad person never accepts that he is unwell. If he accepts that he's mad, the crazy person, "I'm mad, I'm pagal," then he won't be mad anymore, will he? Yes, they won't be unwell people anymore. So that's our hal today, that despite all the illnesses that we are involved with, we don't accept that we are wrong. We say we're totally fine. Look, what a big sickness this is within us. What a big sickness within us. And we are not admitting we're sick. We don't go to the doctor. We don't utilize the medicines, the cures. People say, "You are sick. You got a flu. You're unwell. Go to the doctor." Everyone says this, don't they? He says, "I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go." So what will be his conclusion? Yeah, and that's what I'm requesting you, or discuss with you, that everything is with us, within us. So should we, if we've got these sicknesses, should we not go for the cure? Shouldn't we? That if you agree what I'm saying, then put your hands up that you've understood what I'm saying. MashaAllah, you've understood what I'm saying. Obviously, makes sense, isn't it, what I'm saying? Yeah, number one, the Allah's orders, and number two, the Prophet's sunnah. We don't imitate, we don't obey Allah's orders and the Prophet's sunnah. And we say the best sunnah to follow is look for halal meat. This is the sunnah of the Prophet's sunnah. He instructed us, always eat halal meat. Why don't we make sweet dish after food? Allahu Akbar. That's what we care about. Yeah, but the things we like and we desire, they're elevated as sunnahs in our eyes. But we don't remember those sunnahs that are wajib. That Allah, the Prophet said, lengthen your beard, decorate your faces with the beards fully. Full length. But what's this? What are we? We are ill. That's it. Are we sick or not? Tell me. No, no, you are. Common sense tells us. I'm not giving a speech, a lecture. I didn't come here to give a lecture, a speech, a waz. I'm a fakir. I came here to do dhikr with you. Just out of love, these points came on my mind, our heart. I thought, okay, at least I can rectify my mistakes. You are pious people. I'm sitting with you. I was grateful in the beginning that such pious people like you, I've been given your soul, but you're coming here for. It's a good opportunity. Let me identify my mistakes and problems and rectify them. So if there are sicknesses within me, illnesses, then what do I want to do? Oh, I can't find a doctor. But doctors are here amongst us. If we look for them, then we'll find them. But we don't want to find the doctor. So how will we find the doctor? It cannot be that person's sick and he can't find a doctor. Have you ever heard, oh, I can't find the GP, we're sick. You say, what are you talking about? The GP is everywhere, in every locality, there's a whole list, a network. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared for our illness. The first thing is to admit that I am ill, I am sick. If we admit, if we go home, we'll see the child that's not praying salah, what will you say to the child? My son, you are ill. Oh, son, father, how can I be ill? You say, son, you are ill, you're sick. Mother, she would say, oh, how could he be sick? Look, he's running the shop, he's got two houses, he's got a warehouse, he's got money, he's got a mansion in Pakistan, he's got two mansions, and you're saying he's sick? How can you say he's sick? But he is sick, he is ill. Yes. Oh, you're mad, they'll say to you. You're mad, you're pagal, you're crazy that you're saying he's sick. Because how can a madman do this? He wakes up in the morning, he opens his shop, he runs his business, he's a tradesman. We remember you're here, we had nothing, now he's got this many shops, this many houses. We say this, don't we? Yes, and you're listening. And others will say, where's he come from? He's telling me I'm sick and I'm ill. Then you'll see someone else, that somebody's doing something wrong. You say, look, he's sick. He's unwell. You'll say this, won't you? Yes, if you don't say, then you're sick. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yes, so listen attentively to what I'm saying. Don't be afraid, we'll do dhikr as well. Just sit together, be alert. So today we need to decide that today I've accepted whatever actions are against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's orders and sayings. If we do that, then we are what? Sick. And what should the sick man do? Do his look for the cure, the solution, the medicine. So let me tell you the medicine, the solution, the cure today. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Shall I tell you the cure? Shall I tell you the solution? Such a Hakeem, does he come free of charge and tell you the cure? This is such a big cure that it will take you from Jahannam into Jannah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. To your generations. To your generations. And he won't even take any money. The physician. What a great point. What a great point. So we say that, oh mashallah, he's got understanding, he's brainy, he's intellectual, he's making money, he's got businesses. But he doesn't pray salah. Oh, so I pray one day. Why do you keep on talking about namaz, namaz, namaz? Look, here we're living in the world. Look what he's doing. At least he's doing things, he's making something, isn't it? He's making money. So he's convincing himself that he is intellectual. Today, what's the definition? Oh, he's aware, intellectual, he's active, he's done so much in the world, people in the world say, oh, he's achieved, he's advanced, he knows everything what to do. Look how many degrees he's got, look how much work he's done. And the Quran speaks here, say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Al-haakum utakathur, hatta zurtumul maqabir. Allah Ta'ala has decided here. Allahu Akbar in the Quran. Straight away Allah Ta'ala has made the decision. Al-haakum utakathur. Allahu Akbar. Allah says in the Quran that this person's sick. But this sickness has taken this person to where? Allahu Akbar. Why is Allah Ta'ala saying this? So that we get a reminder that you are alive. Listen to my words and rectify yourself. Al-haakum utakathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Allah says you are distracted by mutual competition in amassing worldly benefits until you reach the graves. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that ask this man himself and he'll say himself, the human being, the man with buildings, houses, shops and everything, he'll say himself at that time. Alhaakum utakathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. He'll say that I thought I was active and intellectual and man with wisdom and brains and I'd achieved. And people said I was I'd achieved and was so high. But today I realized I was so negligent and lazy and unconscious and unaware. I was ghafil. Because those things I earned in the world and I amassed and people praised me and thought I was brainy. Nothing is with me now. Nothing. Alhaakum utakathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Everything's evaporated. There's nothing apart from dust and soil, nothing. So what we realize is that I was in severe deception. That this was wrong. My basis of life was wrong. So if this is the basis of our life, that we understand that we are active, we think we are active and we are brainy and intellectual, we've achieved, then where am I going? Where are we going? We can be black beards, we become old and retired and we're old now, we're bending towards our graves. Why is the back bending? Why is the back getting crooked? Why is the back lowering? We were upright, slowly, the back, it bends, gets crooked, and you have to have the stick. Allah says, أَلْحَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَلْمِكَ. Allah says, three times you will realize, you will soon know the reality. No, this is not the correct attitude. You will soon know the reality. Again, you will soon know. No, only if you knew. Allah says, this is where you're going. If only you knew. If only you knew. Look how we walk upright. Allah says, your back cannot be upright now. Don't you understand? Don't you have fikr? I'm making you pay attention now, even now. Look towards the soil. This is your destination, the grave. Allahu Akbar. Alhaakumu takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. And then when a person gets to the graveyard, what are the words? Alhaakumu takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. The thing that finished me off is what? Due to what I left salah. And that disease today, I realized, what's that disease after dying? The Quran tells that the name of that disease, the illness at that time will realize, what was that disease and illness that I've got? That I left all of the deen, I left salah, I left Allah's path, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I left the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I'll realize after death that what was the sickness I had in the life. I now understand what is the name of that sickness. Ghaflat, ghafil, unaware, unconscious, lazy, negligent. Why doesn't a person pray salah? He's ghafil. Why doesn't a person obey Allah? He's ghafil. Why doesn't a person obey and implement the sunnah of Rasulullah? He's ghafil. In reality, he's a ghafil. We say, oh yaar, he's achieved. He's brainy. He's got understanding. He's educated. He's got wisdom. Allah says, no. He is extremely ghafil insan. He's got veils in front of his eyes and heart. They're two opposite extremes. Allahu Akbar. So such an individual who is running towards the pinnacles of wealth and he's trying to get to the peaks of riches, and people say, oh, he's achieved. Allah says, he's empty box. He's brainless. Why are you praising him? After some days, he will say from his own mouth after he dies, oh, I made a big mistake. I'm destroyed. And that time he left nothing. So why is Allah saying this? For this reason, that if we are ghafil, may Allah Ta'ala allow that nobody in this majlis is ghafil. May Allah allow that nobody in this gathering should be ghafil, lazy, negligent, unaware of Allah and the deen and His Rasul. So if we are ghafil, and what is the sign of being a ghafil? I've told you already that person is weak on the deen of Allah. He's weak in practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah. He's a ghafil, ill, sick. If we are ghafil, Allah says, if you are ghafil, then take hold of the cure. That's it. Take hold of the cure. So when you realize the sickness, Allah says, that's it, cure your sickness. You're not dead yet. You haven't died yet. You're still alive. You're above the grave. If you take the cure today, take the medicine today, then from tomorrow we'll give you progress and advancement and promotion. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, if we take the medicine from today and take the solution today, will you announce? Allah says, yes, I will announce. Subhanallah. I'm sinful, Allah. I'm so negligent to my family, my wife, children. We are all lazy, but we've come to you today, Allah. Now we want is that we start the cure for our ghaflat from today. What will you do with us, Allah? How will you treat us? When will I get success? When will I start to become good and pious? What reward will you give to me, Allah? Allah says, what does Allah say? Subhanallah, the Quran explains that at that time, that moment you make niyyah, intention, that I want to take the cure of this negligence and laziness so that you can make friendship with me and come to me and follow my ahkams and my laws and orders. As soon as you intend that same second, that time, if you sit in this much, all the men, everyone who's sitting here, if you make niyyah right now, intention, this is straight away at that moment, I will forgive all of your sins. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Even if you die now, Allah says, die. If you die now, and Jannah is waiting for you, paradise is waiting for you, end of story. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's it. I'm not saying this, the Quran is saying this. The Quran. Yes, that's why we've got the gathering. Allah Ta'ala hasn't made the gathering come for no reason. Why have you come to me, people? Why Sheikhs have come? Why is Mawlana Hamza Sahib come? That I don't pray Salah in that masjid by chance. I went to that masjid today. And my destiny was to be made, my fortune was to be made. Allah Ta'ala wanted to forgive me because I'm the sinful person, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala said, then this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know this gathering due to whom, whose file is prepared now and who's about to die. I'm telling the truth. Don't worry. Everybody will die. We don't know if he's young, he's healthy, he's going to live for decades, he's got to get married yet. No. This is, there's no plan. Even you will have to leave the door. Maybe somebody's name is written on the list. He will die today or someday soon. Allah knows best. So Allah gives an opportunity of gathering. I tell you, in my life, I've seen thousands of cases like that. I won't say thousands, but many examples like this. Who heard these words, they were in such gatherings, they made niyyah to change themselves, improve, alhamdulillah. And some moments later, during the night hadn't even passed, and they passed away. Allahu Akbar. Young people, after 3 days, he was about to get married. He was to get married, but the announcement had been made. He said, I've made niyyah, janam, that I don't want to live the life of ladies anymore. I want to cure my life now. Improve myself. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give a guarantee you're going to be corrected now. Then you become a solid Muslim. You're going to sit in masjid all the time. You're going to be pure. You won't commit sins again. Forget that. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm not concerned about that. Allah says, I'm your Rabb. You are my servant. I'm your Lord. Make the bargain transaction now. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greatest. Allah says, the transaction is now. Extend your hand. My rahmah will come to you. Allah says, my mercy will come to you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So is there any delay? No, this is Allah. Allah says there's no delay. We speak to Allah, there's no government officer, minister, king, you have to put a request in. No commissioner, you have to put a request in. Wait, who are we speaking to? Allah. Allah says that I am the Malik of as-samawati wal ard. I am the Malik of the earth, the heavens, of paradise, of hellfire. Whatever I want to do, I can do. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. No one can ask me. Nobody can question me. Nobody can challenge me. Nobody can compete against me. Can anyone dare? Allah says, I am saying. So why are we afraid? Why do we delay? Why do we hesitate? Right now, this moment, Allah says, first reward I'll give to you, subhanAllah, is that all of your sins will be forgiven. All of them. Allahu Akbar. And we should jump for the opportunity. Allahu Akbar. What situation I came in and which situation I will leave in. Have you got yaqeen, my brothers, what I'm saying? Solid yaqeen? The Quran, I'm telling you, I'm not taking it out of my pockets, am I? No, this is the whole Quran and Hadith that we are discussing today. This is the meaning of the Quran and Hadith. But look how Shaitan says, no. How can you do such a big action? You are wrong, you are sinful, you are a thief, you are a criminal. Don't worry about Shaitan. Don't worry. How can Shaitan dare? Well, Rahman is the one to give. Rahman. Allahu Akbar. Rahman is the one to give. So who is Shaitan? Who is Shaitan? Allah says, oh, step back. That this is between me, Allah says, and you, and my servant. Who are you, Shaitan? Get out of the way. Here's a transaction, a deal's being made, a deal. Allah says, I'm struggling the deal myself. And Allah says, no guarantee you won't sin again. No, I have no link with that. No concern with that. Has Allah said that? That when you repent, guarantee you won't ever sin again. Allah says, I'm not asking you, I'm talking about now, right now, today, this moment. Make a solid niyyah intention. I'm sick. I was wrong before today, before now. And I was a ghafil, negligent, lazy, due to laziness. My house, my family is all like this. And we are ghafil, we are lazy. Al-haakum ut-takathur. What is the sickness? Negligence, distraction, ghaflat. It doesn't let me pray salah, it doesn't let me grow the beard. Ghaflat, unconscious, unaware, sick. And it says, because you're sick, you make a niyyah intention today that Allah, from today I want to cure my sickness, my disease. That's it. That, when will I be corrected, reformed? I don't know. Doctor, when will I be reformed? We don't know how long it will take. Just make the niyyah, take the medicine. Allah says, don't worry, even right now I'll give you the reward, I'll forgive you. And secondly, I'll be so happy that you've understood today the formula of life, that before that time of death, al-haakumu takafur hatta zurtumul qabr, before that day that you had reached your grave and you would have seen your grave and there you would have stood and regretted, oh, I've died now, I didn't know, I was so ghafil, I was so lazy, I was stooped in laziness. Today you've thought, you've accepted, your Rabb is so happy on your bakshish that you are from the ummah of my Habib, and I didn't want you to go into Jahannam, hellfire, that the fire of hell should consume you. Allah said, I'm so happy today. In this happiness, I give you another reward. That all of your sins you committed before today, I transform them into good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. Will we get any transaction like this? A deal? Only Allah Rabbul Alameen can do this. No sakhi, generous person in the world, even the king of the kings cannot do this. No one has the strength. Only Allah has the strength. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ لَا تَأْكُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah's power is so much. Only He can allow this to happen. That the biggest of sinners is not just forgiven. Rather, all his sins, the second root, they change to good deeds. Allahu Akbar. غَفْلَت. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now let's take the cure of being a ghafil that we need to do. So let's listen to the cure. It's all about cure, isn't it? Will we do this, my friends? You are sincere, honest, doesn't matter what happens. Okay, fine, let's continue. So what's the cure, my friends? What's the cure? Allah Ta'ala has also told us the cure. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated, he has explained to us, and a beautiful hadith this is. Beautiful hadith. That a person whose the life of negligence and ghaflat and laziness, that this cure takes a person out of the roots of laziness and totally wipes away all signs of negligence. Such a medicine Allah has given. Such a medicine Allah has given. Allah says, take that medicine straight away, consume it, utilize it. It will take you out of the life of laziness and unawareness straight away, that you'll suddenly become alert, awake, your eyes will open. Oh, what was I doing before? Me? I was like this before. How did I do this? How comes I was like this? And it makes a person wake up, leave the world of negligence, laziness, of being away from the deen. It's such a medicine. What is that? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعْلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَر. Subhanallah. Oh my servants, Allah says, do my dhikr, remember me. When you do my dhikr, then your Rabb promises to you, guarantees, that I will exterminate your negligence and laziness. I will make you wake up. You'll be alert for forevermore. Your eyes will open, your heart will open, and your awareness will come to life. I was ghafil, I was negligent. 2 points, alhamdulillah. Either we'll realize in the grave, al-hakumu tukathur, but if we start dhikr today, take the medicine today, take the cure today, then we'll realize in the world what we are about and what we should be. That's it. That's all there is to be. There's no other bigger cure. We need to promise that in our lives, what are we going to bring to our lives? Dhikr Allah, remembrance of Allah. The dhikr of Allah, my brothers, we do, is not to become a wali Allah, pious, or a friend of Allah, or to float and fly in the air. The dhikr of Allah is a cure. It's a means, and it's the cure for such a big disease, and it takes a person out of sickness, the dhikr of Allah. The big disease, dhikr of Allah takes a person out of the big disease. He goes towards destruction, he doesn't pray salah, he's not doing anything. But just start doing dhikr now. I tell you how to do dhikr, inshallah, I'll guide you, instruct, I'll explain, prescribe, do dhikr in that way, then leave it. How do you start praying salah, how your beard starts to grow, how you leave the sins, how you shun the sins. Not just you, all your family members will start to be cured. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Allah says this, clear solution. Clear solution. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. Allah says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So this is the dhikr that we've come to do here. This is the dhikr we need to do after that. My brothers, whoever wants to learn dhikr, who wants to be away, get away from his ghaflat, then this fakir, inshallah, will teach you the dhikr of Allah. And I will teach you dhikr and depart, inshallah. And when you start doing dhikr the way I explain and advise, don't worry, you'll do it yourself. You won't need to run around anywhere. I'll explain to you. You'll be taught. Whoever wants to learn dhikr and get the solution after this dhikr session, come to me and I'll teach you dhikr of Allah. Okay, two rewards you'll get. Number one, when this majlis concludes, the rewards will rain down. Sins finished. All sins transferred into good deeds. Allahu Akbar. After that, you become a dhakir, a shakir, remembering Allah, grateful to Allah. All of this, everything you'll attain, and you'll leave this door. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So this is Allah's karam, mercy, and this is Allah's fadl and His blessings, my friends. So let's do dhikr of Allah now a little bit. And before dhikr, we'll recite some kalimat, some verses of dhikr, okay? And after that, we'll do the dhikr of the heart that I will teach you, whoever wants to learn. We'll do that for a little while, inshallah. And then after, obviously, after all of this, to make this accepted, so that Allah Ta'ala accepts our dhikr, our du'as and everything, what will we need to do? We'll have to send durud, we'll have to take the wasta via the means of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, via the recitation of durud. Without this, there's no dua accepted. Who's saying this? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that if you do not give the wasta, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasila, then the dua cannot be accepted. Allah has instructed us himself that take hold of the wasila. Don't make your own wasilas, or for the sake of this and that, I've taken the Prophet in this way. No, utilize those methods that the Prophet ﷺ and Allah has told us, that if you want to say my wasta, utilize my wasta, my wasila, my intermediary, then recite durood to me. The Prophet ﷺ said, send durood to me. And what a beautiful point. Then what happens? Then in the end of the gathering, we'll recite durood sharif. Then Allah becomes happy. All the angels rejoice that what durood sharif is being recited to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says, then all your du'as I will accept, inshallah. And this is what a beautiful majlis, beautiful gathering, isn't it? Subhanallah. And see here, that such colleagues of mine who are with me for 50 years, but I say with yaqeen, today whoever listening to these words, it's as if they've heard for the first time. Is this not the case? Say the honest truth. Put your hands up if you feel this. Subhanallah. Rather, every day I'm sitting with them, I speak to them. But today they will feel so much that it's like I've never heard these words before. It's the first day. And they've been here for decades. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why I stated, that's why the Wali's Wala say, remember, everything can be made up for. My Hazrat Sahib said this, that everything can be compensated for, but your Shaykh's majlis, never leave it. You can never compensate for the majlis of your Shaykh. That the words you missed yesterday, today you will never for the rest of your life attain those words. So if, alhamdulillah, you're traveling on this path, you want to be a wali Allah, you want to get close to Allah, you want to become pious, then take hold of one thing with strength, that never leave the gathering of your Shaykh, your teacher. If it, you leave it once, you miss it once, until Qiyamah you cannot reclaim it. Qadha you can make up, fasting you can make up for, Hajj. But the company of the Shaykh, why? What's the reason for this? The reason for this is this, that the Shaykh has no link with this, nor is it the achievement of the Shaykh. The reason is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at those people who come to the gathering, that the different types of people, new type of people, and Allah's rahmah, according to those people, the rahmah of Allah descends. Different people are there, different individuals are there, and the people from before, they also take the enjoyment of the gathering. So all these words we discuss aren't for the people who are from before, the old men. It's not for them, it's for those who are new, our guests, who have come for the first time, who are new. They're Allah's guests. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So these two guests who have come here, they're not empty boxes. Rather, what are they? That we are proud of them. We are envious of them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for these individuals who are new, recent, it's not for them that we have come. Allah ta'ala said that they are my guests. Allah says, you go to them and get the forgiveness from them. They can't come to you. They will sit where they want. Do you understand Punjabi? They're going to sit in their own masjid. They won't come to you. They are my princes, Allah says. Allahu Akbar. They are my princes. You go to their vicinity, locality, and get your forgiveness. Allah says, I want them to be forgiven. Allah says, get up. Who are you to stay in your area? That person sat in that masjid, in that area, he's weak, he cannot come, he's forced to, he's sick or whatever. You go to that place, go with your comrades and go to their masjid and make a gathering there and get the du'as accepted there. So isn't this the case, Mawlana Sahib? What's your name? Mawlana Zaid Sahib. That this is free of charge for us, isn't it? That from black money he's come, and mashallah, for nothing, he's got the rewards. We are khadams and we are your service, and you've allowed us to come. These 5, 6, 7 people have come. Maybe by mistake they sat down, Allah knows. But maybe they got stuck, always stuck here today. What words are going to be discussed today? We thought it's going to be dhikr now. They'll be shouting out nare. Allah says, what's happening now? The inshallah will continue. But the real point, getting together, is that Allah Ta'ala wants to be merciful to you. On the day of judgment, when Allah Ta'ala's court will be established, Allah's court, Allahu Akbar, at that time you'll realize, brothers, that what great mercies Allah Ta'ala gave to you and gave you forgiveness. Subhanallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Shafi'il muslimin. Dawa yasin. Al-Habib al-Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin. نبي الأمي وزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مولى الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات وجود اكتها جاتنا يا ضافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي المراد اشفى مرادنا اللهم اغفنا في بدني اللهم اغفنا في سمي اللهم اغفنا في بصري ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے تمام عزیزوں کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے جاننے والوں کو بخش دے یا اللہ پوری امت کو بخش دے یا اللہ پوری امت کو بخش دے یا اللہ پوری امت کو بخش دے اے میرے مولا آج اس مجلس میں شامل ہوا میرے مولا ان تمام عورت مردوں کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمیں پکا ذاکر بنا دے شکر کرنے والا بنا دے یا اللہ آخرت کی تیاری کرنے والا بنا دے یا اللہ ہمیں آنے والے عذابوں سے بچا لے یا اللہ ہماری دنیا بھی بہتر کر دے آخرت بھی بہتر کر دے اے میرے مولا عذاب قبر سے بچا یا اللہ عذاب قبر سے بچا یا اللہ عذاب قبر سے بچا یا اللہ موت کی سختیوں سے بچا یا اللہ نزاع کے وقت سے بچا اے میرے مولا ہمیں ذکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ذکر سیکھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ آج تو ہماری زندگی کو بدل دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری زندگی کو بدل دے میرے مولا ہمارے دل کی حالت کو بدل دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا یا اللہ ہمارے اولادوں کو نیک بنا یا اللہ ہمارے اولادوں کو نیک بنا یا اللہ ہمارے گھر میں شادابی نصیب فرما سکون نصیب فرما رونق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے کام جو رکے ہیں ان کاموں کو پورا فرما دے یا اللہ جو کام ہمارے رکے ہیں وہ کام پورے فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے بوجھوں کو ہلکا فرما دے ہمارے کام درست فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ اس مسجد کو آباد فرما یا اللہ اس مسجد کو آباد فرما یا اللہ جو بھی دین کا کام اس مسجد میں ہو رہا ہے اس میں مولا خوب ترقی نصیب فرما اور جو حضرات بھی اس مسجد کے اندر خدمت کر رہے ہیں علم کے راستے سے تعلیم کے راستے سے دین کے راستے سے جس راستے سے لوگ علماء کرام اس میں میرے مولا خدمت کر رہے ہیں یا اللہ تو ان کو اپنی شان کے مطابق اجر نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان کے علم میں اضافہ نصیب فرما ان کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے آنے کو قبول فرما ہمارے بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.